The University of Michigan Board of Regents is meeting at this hour in Flint. And it's a safe bet. One of the big issues on their agenda is the future of Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon. Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John U. Bacon is here. John, any members of the Regents given any preliminary cues as to how the discussion will go?
Only one so far, and that's Denise Illich, of course, daughter of the Illiches, who own, of course, the Tigers, the Red Wings, and Little Caesars Pizza is how they bought it all. She is also a regent, and she was on radio recently in Detroit talking about the issues with the Shane Morris situation that we talked about a couple weeks ago, the concussion, how poorly that was handled from a PR point of view. And she has been a bit outspoken, which is very rare for any regent prior to a meeting.
Is it the board's regent's call or is it the president's call?
They're both going to be 1-0 one way or the other, Cindy, and it won't be today either. It's the President Schlissel is the only person who's got any jurisdiction ultimately over the AD. The Faculty Board on Intercollegiate Athletics, which has been around since 1921 when Fielding Yost became the AD, that was turned into an advisory board under Bill Martin a few years ago. So they have got no real power over the AD at this point. So it's one man, Mark Schlissel, and whenever he decides to vote in his head, it is going to be 1-0 for or 1-0 against, and there it is.
And speaking of President Schlissel, he actually turned up at football practice a week ago. And I understand that's pretty rare, isn't it, for the president to trudge over to practice?
I can't recall it, frankly.
What does it say to you?
It says a few things. One, that it's on his radar. He's taking it seriously. He is from Brown University, as you know. He's a former provost. So this kind of issue is not really his bailiwick, if you will. But what he has been very focused on, and it's been consistent at Brown and at Michigan, is the student experience, both the student athletes, the players in this case, and of course, the students who are not too happy with Brandon right now with the Fire Brandon rally and whatnot.
On the Diag and showing up at the doorstep of the president's house.
If that does not get your attention, if they're at your door, then yes.
What's the status of the Fire Dave Brandon petition? I know that was a student-led initiative.
It is, and it's about 11,000 or so signatures. You need a U of M ID to sign it. But that's pretty broad. A guy named Austin Hufford at the Michigan Daily, a very good academic reporter, broke it all down, and he deserves credit here. About half of them are alumni, which is not that significant, actually. There are 500,000 Michigan alums. So if 5,000 sign it, that's 1%. However, there are about another half of that is about students. And another 110 list their affiliation as intercollegiate athletics. Now, some of those would be student athletes. Some might be interns in the department, but some are employees of that department also. If you're going to sign a petition publicly with your name on it, saying it's time for your boss to go, that has to get somebody's attention.
But as we know, just as you've spelled out, Dave Brandon has a lot of critics, but he has a major vote of confidence from someone very big, and that is Stephen Ross. And when you give $200 million to a school in just 1 year and half of that went to athletics, I've got to believe people in power listen to you when you say, I like Dave Brandon.
They do, and yet on Friday when they had a donors meeting, a relatively private one at the B school, Stephen Ross led the discussion and let President Schlissel know we support you in any actions you need to take. So I'd say that one very large area of support has been taken off the table for Dave Brandon.
What about Coach Hoke? I'm wondering, did last weekend's win over Penn State, it wasn't gorgeous, it wasn't beautiful, but it was a win. Did that help him at all?
No question. I would think that what it really is a loss avoided. Two things come out of that. One, if you're 2-5 and losing to a so-so Penn State team, you are in deep trouble. And you start losing recruits and things like this. The flip side also, the other side, is that the players really have played for him with all their hearts against Rutgers in New Jersey. They lost that game, a close loss, and against Penn State. And players I know said the celebration in that locker room was one of the best they've ever had. So he has not lost his team, and that is important.
And I wondered how all of this is hitting the kids, the players.
Adversely. I mean, the victims always in these situations are these student athletes, and they really are student athletes. They're in my class, trust me. They show up, they do their work, they're serious about it. And these guys are always the victims, and it's always sad to see, to really stretch it too far. It's the soldiers in Vietnam that you may or not agree with the war, the generals, the presidents, and so on, but the soldiers on the ground have got nothing to do with any of that. And these poor guys always get caught in the middle.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Cindy, thank you.
There is a lot going on in our state, and each day we talk about it here on Stateside. And Stateside sounds different than just about anything else you'll hear on AM radio or TV. When we talk about politics, we do a deep dive into why it matters. And if we're talking about sports, we're talking about what's really going on behind just the scores. And we're able to do that because of your support. We're not beholden to corporate interest or funders. The only thing we care about is bringing you the news and the stories that matter. Your $5 or $10 a month pledge makes all of that possible. Call 888-258-9866 or pledge online at michiganradio.org. Here's Zoe Clark now to tell you more about the fall membership drive.